morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're joining us from worldwide. I'm Sterling. It's great to have you back on the channel. This show is being recorded on Saturday, January 18th, 2025. It'll be posted to the channel on Sunday, January 19th, 2025. As always, these shows are provided for entertainment purposes only. All the information I share with you comes real time through my guides, angels, extended spiritual counsel, ETs, famous people from history. So for entertainment purposes only. Also, if you just remember to like, subscribe, share, hit the notification bell, all those things really help the channel. On that note, want to get going on a number of questions that we have today. We always garner questions from our community board. This week was a little bit hectic. We had the LA fires and no power for many, many days. So happy to kind of navigate through the first phase of the LA fires. Do want to send out a lot of love, light, prayers to all those extremely affected by the LA fires. They're still ongoing, and there are some more wind events forecast for next week. But want to send a lot of love, light, prayers, and hope that everybody gets the help that they need kind of in this dire time. So, on that note, we always gather questions from the community board. I think there were another 400 questions this week. My wife goes through them. I think on this Today show, we have something like 54 questions in the countdown that we'll go through. A lot of activity coming up this week, as you can all appreciate. And by the way, I'm just being reminded here, for those who need to reach me, go to sterlingpsychicmedium.com. Look for the Book a Session tab. Very straightforward. There are some session dates, I think, available June, July, and August now. And if you want to join our membership, participating in our live streams on Fridays, our Platinum membership, Join button is located on the front page of the YouTube channel, Sterling Psychic Medium, as well as on the website, sterlingpsychicmedium.com. Also gives you access to hundreds of instructional videos and even mediumship videos. So, anyway, on that note, we'll get going now on today's show, the countdown for the 54 questions. A little housekeeping up front here. Before I start off, I just want to give acknowledgement and the remembrance that Martin Luther King Day is coming up on Monday, January 20th, 2025. Really give lots of honor, respect, and love and kindness for everything that he showed the world, and hope that continues to propagate outwards. Also, Inauguration Day is Monday, January 20th. And I want to share just a couple of quick thoughts. I took some notes before I started. But, this is really a time for everyone to have faith. And in addition, this is a test of our faith to ensure that we all push forward with the truth, including election integrity. This is important for our country as well as the world at large because this is an offshore threat that many countries are facing, including the U.S., and it threatens to pull humanity backwards if we do not all stand up for the truth. I know that's going to happen, and we'll talk a lot about some of the things going on around this week here in the show. I'm confident of that. So, on that note, let's start out with the countdown question 54. Hello, Sterling. In light of the great devastation in the Los Angeles area, what do your guides foresee for its economic future? Will more jobs, especially entertainment industry-related jobs, move elsewhere, or will it rebuild stronger and be in more eco-friendly, resilient manner? Also, what about the significant loss of taxable properties in the area? I do see this as all start of a major rebirth for Southern California. It's going to be a difficult time for the next like 5 years, but it is going to be a rebirth for Southern California. Taxable income, I see that's going to get reinforced by other areas of government to help support that in the interim period. I do see more sustainable building, green technology, 3D printed housing. I also see the entertainment industry is going to survive fairly well, but it's going to move into the technology areas we've all seen using real-time rendering for virtual sets and all types of artificial intelligence derivations coming into the production and post-production chain. So technology is going to start to kind of move the adaption of the way generative AI is handled. But I see a lot of new things coming. So it's a bit of a rebirth, almost like a phoenix rising from the fire. Yeah, it's going to be difficult here for a few years in order for a lot of these changes to start to take place, but it will be a rebirth overall. 53 in the countdown. Hello, Sterling. Does the Democratic Party understand that if they do not reveal the cases surrounding the 2024 presidential election fraud and correct the situation for the long term, that they will lose the confidence of voters and lose major support? Yes, keep in mind that many countries worldwide are affected by the offshore interference going on with like the U.S. election, as well as many other countries around the world. NATO is going to play an important part in bringing together a resolution and new tactics, and to bring a lot of the critical information that connects all the dots. So you're going to see all this happening very soon, rather shortly here. But it's going to do it in a way that's going to then cause a reconstruction of the way elections are handled, the way they're audited, new forms of blockchain technology coming in. So this is all a renaissance or a resurgence in what's going on around the election process. That's actually, it's been corrupt for many, many years, many elections, not just the US, but around the world. So that faith will be restored, but it's going to take some diligence on everybody's part to fight back. This is really a rebirth of the nation, almost like it was in 1776, what's going on right now. 52 in the countdown. Hi, Sterling and team. Are the fires in the LA area a natural occurrence, or were they started unnaturally? Are there any signs these fires will be contained or end anytime soon? So in terms of, you know, containing the fires, I think the Pacific Palisades fire is now, is it 30, maybe 30% contained? I got to go look at the latest records. But there's going to be containment. It's going to take a few more weeks for full containment of all the fires. I do see there's some negligence in terms of what started the Palisades fire, almost like some earlier fires didn't get put out properly that led to the one that started on the 7th of January. There are some other fires that were purposely set in the Woodland Hills area of Southern California. They caught that arsonist. But really, you know, what really it really caused a lot of the great fervor in all the fires was climate change, was all the dry brush, was 100 mile an hour wind gusts. So this is kind of a bit of a once in a lifetime situation here. So a number of factors involved here. So they'll be contained. It's going to take a few more weeks to get them contained. And a lot of climate change is a big factor that kind of pushed these fires forward, along with some negligence, okay, like for the Palisades fire, okay? By the way, the negligence comes in a number of areas, but I think one of them where I'm starting to see, and I read on this before, that there was some fire that wasn't put out fully. I think it was like New Year's Day, and embers then reignited and caused the problem on January 7th, okay? 51 in the countdown. Will the Speaker of the House, MAGA Mike Johnson, be removed from Speaker of the House anytime soon? I get a yes by summer of this year, 2025. Might be a little faster. 50. Hello, Sterling and team. I'm trying to not be drawn down into fear over what's taking place in the country and the world. I pray and ask for peace for everyone, but there seems to be no end to criminal activity. Do you have any suggestions for those out here in the country trying to stay positive for the best outcomes for humanity? Well, I think we talked about this before, but we all need to stand in truth, manifest clearly. This is like a fight forward sort of a model for humanity. Can't just lie back and allow things to happen. We all have to fight forward, manifesting clearly, stand in truth, push truth forward. This is all part of that three-decade reset that we talk about all the time, the year 2020 to 2050. So it's really the best advice of my team is saying, make sure you stand in truth and love and the possibility for the right future and manifest the right outcome clearly, okay? That's important for all of us. 49, a countdown. In recent days, 45 has upped his rhetoric about taking control over the Panama Canal, Greenland, and Canada. He has said he doesn't rule out seizing these areas by force. Will any of this actually happen, and will there be any retaliatory efforts towards Americans on our own soil by any of these countries or others? I don't see any major acts of violence surrounding all this. It does get reduced down to major rhetoric. This is certainly insightful. It incites hate. I get that. I don't see major violence or actually successfully 45 or administration taking over Greenland or certainly Canada or the Panama Canal. So there's a lot of threats going on, but don't see this going to result in violence. And I think the truth here will come out, and people understand that people of the US and Americans certainly are much more stable than that, much more rational. So no, I don't see this materializing the major violence. 48. I was watching Jimmy Carter's funeral and noticed that Jill Biden and Kamala Harris did not speak to each other. In addition, it also appears Kamala Harris and President Biden are not talking to each other. Will this affect 45 decertification or anything else they are planning? No, not in the long run. I see that all individuals being talked about here, Jill Biden, Kamala Harris, they'll all work to safeguard democracy. So that's paramount of importance. So any personality things going on right now, let's say between them, are really going to be much lower tier in importance as everybody works to safeguard democracy. So that's really paramount importance, and that's really what's going to take place here. 47, Hi Sterling. I'm just wondering if it is the Project 2025 strategy to enable 45 to commit a series of crimes and then move to impeach him so JD Vance can replace him as president. No, not directly. I see the GOP is going to try to hit the ground running and try to create as much havoc as they can anywhere they can. However, I never do see JD Vance becoming president. So there's something there that stops that freight train, huh? 46 in the countdown. What changes do you see coming to the U.S. Supreme Court in the near future? Will it in fact expand? Yes, I eventually see it expanding to 13 Supreme Court justices. I always saw that, even starting years ago, that this push was going to be coming forward and that we would end up with a Supreme Court with 13 justices. I still see, for some reason, a lot of that activity happening in 2025. May sound counterintuitive, but my team's saying it's a lot of this is going to push forward here in 2025. 45 in the countdown. Hi, Sterling and team. Many psychics and mediums indicate those who have passed on into heaven can check in with us from time to time. My question is, can we check in and watch things we love in life? I'm an avid football fan and like to think that people that have died now have the best seat in the world. Is there truth in that, or is it wishful thinking? You could certainly view things in the earth dimension when you're in heaven. Absolutely. What's interesting is it has less prominence. So when you get actually to the heaven dimension, you actually experience that you experience things from a universal standpoint. So believe it or not, some of the things like, football games don't have as much importance, but you can certainly view everything going on down in the earth dimension when you're in heaven. Absolutely. 44, hello Sterling. I've been watching and listening to US politics. I live in Austria, and we are also in a disaster with the possibility of a far-right government, pardon me, taking over, which feels like the 1930s coming again to Europe. Can you make a comment? Can you comment on the future for this area? Well, it does appear to me that Austria is set up to get a far-right government, a far-right chancellor. We're seeing this go across a lot of countries. So it looks like this is a worldwide phenomenon going on right now, kind of some of a radical far-right element. And it is going to affect Austria. And it looks like whatever's going to happen here, it's going to take a good 5 to 10 years, like for Austria to kind of turn that corner back again. So it's going to be a little rough. But here again, everybody worldwide needs to stand in love and truth. It's not just words, but it's pushing forward what you know is valuable to humanity. So this is a time when the world's being tested, I can assure you. 43. Good morning, Sterling. I have a question about reincarnation. Is it true that children can remember a past life? I know a little fellow who, when he was 3 years old, talked about a life he had had as an adult and how he died in a fire. He explained going to paradise when he died. Yes, all children up to about the age of 9 or 10 have a complete recollection, really good use of all their clairs. So they actually remember past lives. It's very true. That's one of the interesting elements that I find is sometimes there are people that have no, let's say, no appreciation for spirituality or reincarnation. You could watch a few videos, which you'll see 3 or 4 or 5 year old children describing how they died, like in the Civil War and what their name was, or some other war. And you could look it up in history books and find all those details, but it's being articulated by a 5 year old child. So these are always the things that, I think everybody has to kind of take a step back and say, yes, there are other dimensions, there are other ways that we all function. Everything we see, hear, and feel is not all reality. It's actually a small fraction of the way the universe works. So reincarnation, children remembering past lives, all very, very true. 42 in the countdown. Hello, Sterling. You have discussed the free will elements of our life path in terms of the three S's: speed, scope, and scale. If we complete our life path lessons quickly, does that mean we will pass sooner rather than later? No, and this question comes up a lot. We're all on a life path. We all have a blueprint we came down here to accomplish. And there's actually no such thing as finishing your life lessons early, so to speak. I do find that question amusing. It does come up all the time. If you're down here on Earth, you're still in school. We all are. We're down here in the Earth school. And you don't finish early necessarily, but speed, scope, and scale, those are the free will elements that directly affect your life path, how fast you move through your life path, the scale and the scope. So do you affect 10 people or 10 million people? Are you a doctor for cardiac surgery or also neurology? It's actually the speed, scope, and scale, but you don't leave if there's no such thing as like finishing your lessons faster. But a good question, it comes up all the time. 41. Hello, Sterling. My brother was driving us home from church one evening. I was 15 years old and it was a time period before cell phones. It was snowing at the time and we got a flat tire. We were both scared and never changed a tire. A moment later, a nice-looking man who was tall, blonde, with wavy hair down to his shoulders and blue eyes showed up. He fixed our tire. We kept thanking him. He just smiled, got in his vehicle, and drove away. Was he an angel? Yes, so you had a direct experience with what's called an earth angel. They're human beings, Homo sapiens sapien, highly connected to the other side. They answer calls for help from the divine dimension. So it's like putting out a radio call for police or the fire department. Earth angels respond to that and they know exactly how to find you and how to help you. That wonderful experience. Every time you have an experience with an earth angel, it's a wonderful, validating experience of how the world works. 40 in the countdown. Hi, Sterling. On your January 5th, 2025 show message from President Carter, you indicated prior to his departure, he actually spent time on his exit with over 1 million individuals on the planet that had been selected to help with all the great work he will facilitate from the other side. Can you elaborate? Yes. So a lot of very important individuals that have large life, a big amount of life's work to do when they're here, they actually continue that work on the other side, but they use helpers. So before they leave, they'll spiritually move around to kind of collect and assimilate and get a lot of people ready to help them, ready to communicate with, say, President Carter in this case, to facilitate whatever larger earth tasks like President Carter had and is still doing and continuing on with. So it's coming around from a spiritual standpoint. Many of the 1 million people that he connected with felt him around. They felt his presence. They felt there was a message coming. It was a direct connection with, now that President Carter has passed on, is now that's a direct connection, and they will facilitate a lot of things. They'll almost be like the working arms, working legs of President Carter now in a much larger sense. So yeah, and I see that characteristically, a lot of very important or even ascended masters that were down here on Earth as they, before they cross over, they do garner help. They align individuals to help them when they get on the other side. 39. Hi, Sterling and team. How much influence and meddling will Elon Musk have or attempt in the 2026 and 2028 election process? So you're going to see a repeat of a lot of the election interference. However, a big difference will be that there'll be very strong auditing technology implemented with voting systems behind the scenes. And much of it will use blockchain technology. That's the distributed ledger technology that even backs up cryptocurrency. But it means you're using millions of computers in what's called the distributed ledger technology. So it really is very self-auditing. You can't fool the system. But I see very strong auditing. Now, yes, Elon, a number of other billionaires will still try to affect the elections going forward, including Elon with 2026 and the 2028 election process. 38 in the countdown. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau of Canada has resigned, just as you predicted, and you indicated the next Prime Minister of Canada will be a far-right individual who I assume will be Pierre. Will he be a good leader for Canada and improve on the mess that other prime ministers have created in the past? Well, it looks to me like Pierre's going to come into power with a great deal of baggage, similar to like 45 in the US. So, going to be a little bit of a difficult push-pull there in Canada. Very similar to the experiences, the things that we're going through in the US. I do see that there'll end up being a lack of focus in Canada on green technology and protecting, wildlife preserves and they're basically going to be a bit of a difficult problem for Canada for a number of years. So, wish I could be more encouraging than that, but everybody has to fight forward in truth, right? For what is important for humanity. So, it's like the whole world is being tested. It's like a rebirth for a lot of areas of the world. 37, Hi Sterling and team. In your 2025 predictions video, you expressed Elon Musk will continue to work against democracy in the world. What is the world's recourse against his actions? Again, here I see the world's eventually going to rise up because this is all being done very much above board. Not always in secret. You can actually see where investments are being made or trying to buy elections. And I do see the world rising up in many areas to fight back. So it doesn't always take money to leverage an election. A lot of times it takes really getting the word out there. And yes, and good auditing technology for voting systems is important. That's all coming. But this is going to require the world to fight back. 36, President Biden has recently signed into law the Social Security Fairness Act. Do you see 45 abolishing this law when he becomes president, or can he? So this was like the GPO, right? Government Pension Offset and WEP windfall. It's a W windfall elimination provision, I think it was. But yeah, we had forecast, my team had forecast that this would get passed. And I do see it's going to stay in place. I don't see it's going to get retracted or turned around. So it looks like it has a good foundation, so to speak. It's going to stay intact. Can sustain kind of winds of change. People may try to still change it, but it looks to me like it's going to stay in place. Okay. 35. What do the extraterrestrials think is humanity's biggest threat to themselves? Self-destruction due to ignorance. So that's ignorance in terms of that we're all the same spiritually, coming from a love space. That war is really the answer to change things. It's self-destruction due to ignorance. And that's what extraterrestrial groups, many of them, are always trying to help humanity, help them stay out of that space, that harmful space. 34 in the countdown. Hello, Sterling. Will 45's bluster about taking over various countries push us into World War III or cause serious warfare on our shores? No, here again, I don't see any major wars developing over the Panama Canal issue, Canada, Greenland. No, I don't see that creating it. And I don't, in fact, see that a World War III will break out. This question does come up a lot. Lots of conflicts around the world, but I see them being managed kind of in phases. 33. Hi, Sterling and team. Could you please comment on the phenomenon of light language? I've heard it described as the language of the angelic realms and also of extraterrestrials. Is it a real phenomenon? And if so, what are the origins and its purpose for humanity? So light language is a real thing. It's like fiber optic communications. Like we send information down a fiber optic strand. So it's real, and it borderlines on telepathic communication. It's actually it utilizes photons, which are a massless energy in the universe, and they obviously they move some of the photons are some of the smallest massless particles. Known as quanta of light, I think is the term they use, quanta of light. But yeah, light language is a real thing. This is not esoteric, but it borderlines kind of the same sphere of telepathic communication. But think about, sending light signals down a fiber optic cable. And that is the fastest way that communication occurs across galaxies and around the universe. So it's a real thing, and it has a real basis in physics and quantum mechanics if you look at photons. 32. Will the Palladians help humanity acquire more intelligence and wisdom when they come into full view? And if so, how? So they've already making significant contributions and have over hundreds, even thousands of years here. If you look at some of the health breakthroughs, X-ray technology, microelectronics, the invention of many things around the world. Are attributed even their space programs around the world, aeronautics, aircraft technology. All these things have been brought to us by extraterrestrials, and Palladians have been very active in those efforts. So they've already have been trying to help humanity as well as protect humanity from destruction. 31. Hello, Sterling. Can loved ones who pass over show up as an orb on videos taken from an iPhone? Yes, so loved ones frequently show up as orbs. Remember, when loved ones show up, first off, to show themselves as an orb is fairly straightforward, it's fairly easy to do. In order for a loved one to show up as a full-scale apparition, it takes a lot of energy, a lot of practice on the other side. So many loved ones can show up as orbs, and yes, they will show up easily in the infrared light spectrum. And in fact, a lot of mobile phone technology and even iPhones, Apple iPhones, are very sensitive to the infrared light spectrum, and that's why you can see them. It's very true. 30. Hello, Sterling. 45 has planned a victory rally at the Capitol in Washington, D.C. on January 19th. He's invited and encouraged MAGA supporters to attend. Do you see any violence erupting as a result of election-related information being revealed? I don't know if the rally is now on the 18th or the 19th or what's going on there, but there is some violence that's going to take place here between a number of the concurrent marches going on. I don't see a lot of death and destruction. I do see violence. I see National Guard stepping in. So there's some conflict that's going to happen. But the day, I think they're calling out the 19th here. It may have been scheduled on the 19th. I don't know when it's actually going to occur. There's a big cold front, right? I think it's good. The weather is forecast to be 1 degree Fahrenheit. I think Washington, D.C., with a wind chill factor below zero. But anyway, yeah, there is some violence, but it looks like National Guard and some other police agencies are going to get that under control, okay? 29. Hi, Sterling and team. My husband is in the hospital industry, and there's a great deal of talk regarding the HMPV virus. In fact, so much discussion that all employees and visitors are required to wear masks in all hospital facilities, and they're ordering extra supplies. Do you see the virus being impactful to the U.S.? Is it metapneumovirus? What they call this? HMPV, human metapneuroviruse. Anyway, I know what the exact name is. I do see this as a big problem in Asia and China right now, but it looks like the U.S. other areas have a lot of advance notice, and it looks like that it's going to be contained. So I don't see it as being a widely spread, large scale. Kind of a pandemic threat, but lots of problems in Asia and China right now. But it does look like U.S. other countries are going to have this under control. So being proactive is certainly a very good thing in this area. Absolutely. Okay, 28 in the countdown. Hello, Sterling. When will the war in Gaza end and rebuilding begin? So we are on the precipice of having, the war end. My guides had forecast this over a year ago, saying the war would be about a year in length. Then we get to some sort of a ceasefire agreement, And then we'd start down the road of recovery and even talking about a two-state solution. So that was October 7th, I think, when my guides were talking about that. So 1 year would have been 12 months. I think now we're at 15 months. But I do see us turning the corner right now in a very significant way. And not only the ceasefire, but releasing of hostages. And I believe that's going to even start Sunday, right? This video will post on Sunday, the 19th of January, 2025. But significant progress. And I see rebuilding starting almost starting summer of this year. So we're headed towards down a much better path. 27 the countdown. Hello, Sterling. You have mentioned that pets reincarnate faster than humans. Humans reincarnate in approximately 80 to 100 Earth years. What is the range in which pets reincarnate, and do they also leave relay points in heaven as humans do? Yes, pets do leave relay points in heaven to be able to communicate. That's true. They do reincarnate faster, somewhere in the order of like 1 to 5 years for a lot of animals. Not all animals, but many animals, if they're meant, let's say, to come back into someone else's life or back into your direct family, usually in the 1 to 5 year range, pets will reincarnate. Okay, not always the case, but in many cases they do. 26. Hello, Sterling and team. Many of us across the country who work so hard to convince our members of Congress not to certify 45 on January 6 due to Section 3 of the 14th Amendment are in shock that all members coalesced to certify him anyway. The extensive legal reasoning was on our side that 45 was an adjudicated insurrectionist and therefore not qualified to be present. What happened? Are these members of Congress being threatened by MAGA? So, yes. So, these members of Congress are under the kinds of threats that you might experience if you were associated with the mafia. They're concerned for the safety of themselves, their family. And so, this is causing a big problem with people really speaking out. And yes, this is an issue. This is not going to go on. Just like you saw certain members of Congress, like Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney speaking out. You're going to see more and more members of Congress on both sides of the aisle speaking out. But that's been the problem. The threat of violence against individuals and families has been an issue. 25. Hello, Sterling. Did early human species such as Neanderthals have birth angels and guides, or did humans and other extraterrestrial life forms have to reach a certain level of evolution before they were able to access them? So all species that populate Earth or populate Earth have angels and guides, and even a lot of entities and species that are out in the universe have angels and guides. It's part of the construct, the way the universe came together. So even all extraterrestrial species have angels and guides, aside from the ones that are more, if you look at some of the small grays, they're a mixture of biological material and artificial intelligence. They don't necessarily have angels and guides. It's more of that's looking at more of a machine, so to speak. Okay. 24. Will we see a major public event contesting 45's legitimacy before 45 is sworn in as U.S. president, and will the inauguration be postponed until after January 20th? Thanks for all your help. No, I don't see the inauguration being delayed. I do see 45 looks like will be sworn in, but there's going to be a lot of information coming out, a swirl of information around the same time period, which is going to put the legitimacy of the presidency in doubt. So all this is happening, real time. I always tell people, stay the course, stand in truth, don't let fear take over. A lot of the information is going to come out. The world is working on it right now. 23. Hello, Sterling. Are world leaders and intelligence groups discussing the security risk of everything 45 is saying and threatening to do? Are any of other countries whose elections were interfered with going to all come together? Yes, again, this is all part of a worldwide effort. NATO is going to be a very strong pillar in all of the communication, and you're going to see all this play out, start to play out very, very shortly. It already has, but it's going to start to play out in a major way that will then, contest the validity of the election. 22. Hello, Sterling. Sometimes I get an overwhelming sensation when driving a car that this is very primitive and backwards. Even the act of walking seems unnecessary. Getting from one place to another could be so much easier. Portals and self-flying or advanced devices, not just airplanes, seem natural and right. Why do I have these feelings? So you've experienced the advent of these other technologies when you were in the heaven dimensions. So remember, in the heaven dimension, you can actually see the future, the present, the past. Heaven dimension moves faster than the speed of light. Time is nonlinear. So you're actually, whoever asked this question, you're an older soul. You spend a little more time looking at the future before you came down here. So that resonates with your soul. You understand what's coming on kind of the timeline of humanity. That's why it resonates with you. That's why you have these thoughts. 21 in the countdown. Good morning, Sterling. I live in the southeast corner of Michigan. We haven't had much snow in years, and thunderstorms are increasingly rare. You can watch them all fizzle out on radar right at our county line. Is the government altering our weather, or is this a natural phenomenon? This is a natural artifact of global climate change. It's happening worldwide. And over the last number of decades, you can see the trends. So this is a natural phenomenon due to global climate change. You know, humanity has a big effect on that, but this is not the government actually managing or manipulating the weather. 20. Do places have Akashic records or Akashic records? For example, Ukraine, a state in the US, or a city? Well, everything in the universe is on an Akashic records timeline. So every interaction with humanity, every human being, every animal, every life event, earthquake, yes, this is all part of an Akashic record. Man, the Akashic records is the record of everything in the universe, past, present, future. So yes, it includes effectively the energy of countries and states and regions and the ocean. It's all part of the Akashic records. 19. Hello, Sterling. When a person with dementia crosses over, do they know that their family was there helping them? Yes, when you cross over, you step into full reality of your experience. You understand everything. It's like walking out of a Broadway play into Times Square. You see everything very clearly. Absolutely. 18 in the countdown. Hello, Sterling. Many times you have talked about how extraterrestrials are here to help us, but are there opposing groups here to harm us or slow us down? You know, there are segments of the reptilian population, that's less than 1% of all the extraterrestrial species, that yes, they're bad actors. They are working against humanity. They're less than 1%. And so they're controllable, they're manageable. There are even some reptilian groups. They're still being, I would say, held, but certainly still located in Area 51 out of Nevada. But yes, there are some groups of extraterrestrials that tend to want to work together, the better good. 17, hello, Sterling. Do you see the UK returning to the EU and getting our freedom of movement back? I do, you know, in fact, I do see even with the recent movement of what's going on with 45 and kind of the far right, I do see, in fact, the UK getting back with the European Union, EU, more for economic reasons and security reasons. So I did, and my team's been forecasting this for quite a while, that this eventually will create greater strength and unity, better trade policy, and more security for that area. Yes. 16. Hello, Sterling and team. Is there a space probe circling the Earth put in place by extraterrestrials 13,000 years ago called Black Knight? No, this is a conspiracy theory. I think that cropped up some 120 years ago. There are lots of extraterrestrial aircraft out there, spacecraft. Some of the largest ones are the Palladian triangular ships the size of football fields. Yes, they're out there. But the Black Knight concept here is something that's a conspiracy theory. There are large meteors traveling around space, some of them identified. There's also large pieces of space junk. But no, the Black Knight theory is mythology. It's a conspiracy. 15. Hello, Sterling. For the last 6 months or so, when I look at a clock or other items display, I see numbers in groups of four, such as 3333, 555, 888, and so on. I've never had this happen. Why am I seeing numbers like this? So we covered this a few times on the shows, but Whenever you're seeing repeating numbers, that's the baseline beginning of your angelic team trying to communicate with you. So that's almost the beginning of like the awakening process. That's the easiest way for teams of guides and angels to communicate with you. So, for example, repeating ones mean watch your thoughts create reality. Fives mean change, change coming up. Fours mean you're on your life path. Don't be concerned. Things are all going to work out. It's all going to come to fruition. Threes mean your archangels are very standing very close around you, giving you help. So yeah, and there's a good resource out there I talk about all the time. The lady's name is Joanne. I think her website is called sacredscribes.com. But I know that if you Google, for example, angel number and then Joanne, you'll be able to pull up her site. So, very wonderful job of explaining what all the combinations of numbers mean. 14. Hello, Sterling. Elon Musk is investing huge amounts of money in European elections, favoring far right-leaning candidates. Will there be a coordinated attempt to rein him in or to stop them altogether? Yes, I think we talked about this earlier in the show, but it's worth kind of revisiting that. Yes, a lot of countries are going to stand up for what is right to protect elections. So money is only going to take you so far, but there'll be other new systems coming into play to audit elections, to stop interference, to get the truth out there. 13. Hello, Sterling. Will the GOP steal the midterm elections like they did the presidency? Here again, just going to reiterate, no, there are going to be these kind of forces in play, but the fact that we're going to be able to get back to really good auditing of elections with the technology that we put in place, going to be a big start, along with new avenues for getting information out there. So it won't just be the mainstream media, which is largely, right-wing owned. We all know that. There'll be new mechanisms and social platforms for getting the truth out there, along with better auditing of elections. 12. Hello, Sterling. In your 2025 predictions, you indicated there'll be a cure for Alzheimer's by 2032. My question is, do all of the different degrees of dementia fall under that as well, or is that something totally different? All degrees of dementia will be affected by the gene editing technology that'll be released in that area by 2032. So that'll be the beginning of a lot of new medications and vaccines coming to address Alzheimer's. And this is all being brought to you by your local friendly neighborhood extraterrestrial group that introduced gene editing technology. It's now being introduced CRISPR technology, but it's going to affect all areas of dementia, as well as, we've talked about pancreatic cancer, cures for sickle cell anemia. A lot of neurological issues are going to be addressed by the gene editing. There's so many areas. This is one of the biggest breakthroughs humanity will see in the health area for many, many decades, even hundreds of years here. 11. Hello, Sterling. I've heard references to a galactic council of nine. Is this a real thing? If so, what is their role? So, not specifically. The term Council of Nine refers to a lot of areas of mythology. There are even some references to it in religious text. But in fact, like some people talk to the Arcturian Council of Nine, it's even referenced in like Disney Marvel Universe films. But it's actually, interestingly enough, it's not a council of nine, it's a council of of thousands. So it's actually much larger than that. It's almost like a limitation the way they describe it. But there is no really such thing as just a council of nine. It's actually much larger than that. Even the Galactic Federation has thousands of members. So yeah, there's a reference to the Council of Nine across many areas of mythology, entertainment, some religious text. But my team always says it's much larger than that. It's not just a council of nine. 10. Hello, Sterling. Since 45 has brought to full view the benefits of delay tactics, will there be changes in the rules of law to neutralize this tactic? Will the American Bar Association come up with severe ethics penalties for abuse of delay tactics? No, unfortunately, I don't see big changes with the Bar Association in this area. I do see ways to convict much more effectively. Let's put it that way. So the delay tactics will still be there, but when like the final judgments are made, they're going to be much more. They'll prevent individuals. For example, You might be able to have a delay tactic, but there might be an amendment to the Constitution says you're a convicted felon, you can't run for president. So there'll be other like safeguards put into amendments to the Constitution and legal framework that will somehow put bigger teeth into the laws. So delays will still be there, but the effects of like the trials and the judgments I see are going to be much more effective. Nine, hello, Sterling. Is Meta's decision to dump fact-checking, citing the election as a cultural tipping point based on Zuckerberg's recent meeting with 45 and financial support for his inauguration? Yes, run 100% related to discussions and deals with 45. Absolutely. Eight, will the USA be respected by our allies and world again when 45 is gone? Yes, this will take a few years. It might be 5 years, 6 years here for things to start to feel normal again in terms of trust with allies. It's kind of it shook the ground quite a bit, so to speak, the foundation. But yeah, it's all going to come back. It's just going to take some time. Seven, dear Sterling and team, do we have the power to heal ourselves or others from illness or disease through the power of positive thinking, affirmations, or prayer? In a way, yes. So your thoughts, your ability to connect with your loved ones, angels and guides, we do know that they affect every cell of the body. You can affect cells. I think the only overlay there is if, for example, there's a health event that's on your life path for a reason, because it's something you need to go through, or your family, or doctors that help you, they learn something. So yes, you can certainly heal yourself. You can affect every cell. You can accelerate the healing process just under the framework that if there's a health event coming up for you on your life path that you've put on your life path because there's a reason for it, that will still take place, but you'll probably still accelerate the outcome of that event and the way you go through it and maybe the hardship you experience. So it's true that all these elements do work together. But remember, the way you think about things, the way you pray, the way you bring guides and angels into your life, they do affect every cell of your body. Six, hello, Sterling. What will happen to Amazon's chairman, Jeff Bezos, attempt to stop the workers from unionizing? Will the workers be successful? Yes, I mean, as predicted by my team, it does look like Amazon warehouse workers will actually unionize pretty successfully in 2025. That was in our prediction show that we put out December 23rd of 2024. Those were predictions for 2025. Five in the countdown. Hello, Sterling and team. On your 2025 prediction show, you indicated Nippon Steel will eventually buy U.S. Steel. What impact will this have on the retirees and their pensions because of this merger? Will they sell pensions to the government or will they honor the pension agreement? I see they're going to honor the pension agreements. They're going to do some other financial modeling as they put the combined corporation, the new entity together, and they are going to find a way to honor those pensions long term. So, there's always a little bit of a push and pull whenever you have these mergers going on, but when the dust settles, it looks like the pensions will be protected and they'll be part of the new restructuring deal. Four, hello, Sterling. Everyone is on edge about 45 and January 20th. Everyone fears what he will do with his powers right after his inaugurated. Do your guides see him pardoning all the people from the January 6th insurrection? Well, yes, unfortunately, I see him pardoning a very large group of January 6th insurrectionists. That's a fact. But this is all going to start to come to a stop as more information comes out around the election interference. So yes, in terms of whoever asked this question regarding January 6th insurrectionist, I do see a large percentage of them being pardoned. Yes. Number three in the countdown. Hello, Sterling. Do you get physically or mentally exhausted after readings? Since you communicate with so many different entities, how do you know who you are speaking to? Is it visual, speech language, or just annoyingness? So first off, yes, when you stand in the space, so I communicate visually directly, just like I'm communicating with people in a large conference room. So I see full-scale apparitions, communicate with them telepathically or verbally. It's just like interacting with full-scale apparitions. Yes, it could get very, very tiring because when you stand in that energy, it does consume a lot of your energy. Think about like intense focus or concentration on anything. If you had intensely focus on anything, ask yourself, let's say, how many hours you could do that before you get tired. It's a human thing. So it is draining. There's energy coming through you as well as you're standing in that space. So that's true. And I always tell individuals, when you start this kind of work, like lesson number one, almost right out of the gate, is learning how to turn it on and off. You don't want to leave the ability on all the time. It is very draining. But yes, in terms of my communication, I see full-scale apparitions, communicate directly, verbally, hear voices, which actually, frankly, makes it easier to kind of understand the messaging that's coming through. And number two, number one, the countdown. I always take notes before I start these shows, so I'll share those with you. Number two, what do you see coming up next week? Important information starting to be released by NATO and several countries regarding election interference in the US presidential election and around the world. Violence surrounding several marches in DC, but will be placed under control quickly by organizations like the National Guard, DC Police. New announcements regarding deportation strategy that will be derailed and cause a pause in deportations. And also see a pause in the TikTok ban for 90 days that will accelerate a new buyer of TikTok. And this will be potentially a group headed up by Elon Musk. And number one in the countdown, do you have anything your guides want to share? Make sure you manifest clearly future outcomes for the nation and everything in your life. Do not lean into fear. This is the most effective way to stay in a place of truth and love. We all have this important and powerful gift, so please remember to use it. And on that note, that concludes the show being recorded today, Saturday, the 18th of January, 2025. Again, this will be posted on Sunday, January 19th, 2025. As always, if you need to reach me, go to sterlingpsychicmedium.com. Look for the book session tab. Again, dates available, I think now in June, July, and August, if I remember correctly. And if you'd like to join our live streams where I answer a plethora of questions on Friday mornings, Pacific time zone, you can join our Platinum membership. The join button is on the front page of our YouTube channel, Sterling Psychic Medium, as well as our website, sterlingpsychicmedium.com. On that note, I'm going to send out a lot of goodwill and tremendous love to you and your families. Take care. I will see you all again very soon.